What's good? What's good? I'm back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, sport events, and much, much more. I decided I'm going to try to get a little bit more comfortable and start podcasting on my couch a little bit more often, too. Got the green screen behind me. I'm actually going to try one of the StreamYard custom layouts that they let me kind of pre-design today on my video. Before I do, though, let's give you a word from promopalace.biz.
Promotion? Then look no further than PromoPalace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pull promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, PromoPalace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard it, beautiful lady. If you need online marketing promotions for your music, product, brand, or service, please check us out, promopalace.biz. You can email me at promopalace1@gmail.com. That's promopalace1@gmail.com. I'm going to try one of these custom layouts to see how this looks. Here we go.
Out of UC Berkeley. So Peter Boghossian, who we reacted to earlier for him going out and doing these thought experiments where he asks people or gives people a statement like there are two genders and asks, do you strongly disagree? Do you strongly agree? Or are you somewhere in the middle on that spectrum? And he did so. And a geneticist piped up to talk about her views on transgenderism and whether or not you can transition genders. And this now has 1.2 million views. Let's see what she had to say.
Yeah. Trans women should be legally treated as women. Tell me why you're strongly disagreeing.
Because I'm a molecular geneticist. Being male or being female is a developmental process. You can't go backwards.
Best answer I've ever heard. Because I'm a molecular geneticist. A molecular geneticist. It's funny how these non-experts are the ones leading the way on gender and biology nowadays. I mean, you never heard it better because I'm a molecular geneticist. Let's keep it moving.
Okay. So you can't change your sex, like you cannot do that. And nope. The truth is that currently in California prisons and prisons in other parts of the country, women are getting impregnated by other women.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just no way that, I mean, this is against the UN. After World War II, there was like a, I don't remember what body came up with this statue, but it was against, I believe it was the Hague. You cannot house female prisoners with male prisoners because they get raped. And that's happening today.
She's right. She is not lying. We've seen sexual assault happen in California prisons where they've now decided if you're a male inmate who identifies as female, just fill out some paperwork, we'll review that paperwork, and we'll send you over to a female facility. Do you have to undergo hormone replacement therapy? No. Do you have to?
You know what? That's crazy. That's crazy, but I'm not fit for prison, so if I had to go to men's prison, I would probably do the same damn thing, too. Not to necessarily try to rape women in a female prison, just so I don't got to worry about getting raped in prison. Because, I mean, damn, if I go to a female prison and the female inmates want to rape me, You're more than welcome. But like, yeah, that like that's another thing. Like, there's probably gonna be some people that know that like I can't make it in this dude's prison. I'm gonna lie and say I identify as a woman, so they'll lock me up in the female's prison. You know, this is the problem that I have with this whole transgenderism thing. Is like, for example, like sports is at the one of the forefronts of these things. I don't know if Carolina just signed a bill where biological men can't compete with women in female sports and whatnot. This is where their argument really goes wrong, and it's such a hypocrisy and a double standard. You know, I see people out here arguing that biological men identifying as women should be allowed to compete in women's sports and being discriminated against. Well, this is where the argument goes wrong. You're never going to hear the argument of biological women should be able to compete in men's sports. You know why? You know why? Wait for it. Because they won't even make the team. They won't even make the cuts. This is where their argument goes all wrong. And guess what? If biological born women try to identify as male and go and get sent to that's the thing. Are they actually sending women that identify as male to men's prisons? Are they doing that? Because they're probably not doing that. And if they do, you know what's going to happen to them? They're going to get raped in those prisons. They'll get raped in those prisons. Every dude in there will be raping the biological woman that identifies as a male in a man's prison. She'll get raped. She'll get beat up. She'll get a lunch taken. It won't happen. Because nobody is thinking about this irrationally. Nobody's adding any common sense to this common knowledge. And I'm not basing my train of thought off of I'm a Christian or a Muslim or religion. I'm a laws of nature guy. I go off of how the animals go. Like, what's the laws of nature within animals, which at some point, we used to have to follow. At the beginning of mankind's time, we used to have to follow the laws of nature, especially before we learned how to cook food. Before we knew how to cook food, how do you think we were eating our food? You think we were just all vegetarians and vegans? Get the hell out of here. Let's keep it moving. Come on, play for me.
Undergo sex reassignment surgery? No. Do you have to do anything that shows that you actually present to the world as a female?
No.
We'll just transfer you over. And what would you have? You know, you pass this law and you say it's okay, and suddenly hundreds of male inmates have now stated that they identify as female. So many male inmates, in fact, are saying they identify as female that it's above the actual population demographic rate for people living in the U.S. who identify as transgender. So,
and you don't hear a large amount of women identifying as male so they could go to men's prison, because hopefully they're not that stupid and dumb to realize when you go to the men's prison, they're not going to be going, they're not going to play that you think you're a man bullshit over there. You're going to get raped like a woman. You know, and I hate to say that, but it's just the facts, man. That's the truth. It's the facts of life. Let's keep it moving.
Suddenly, there's this massive spike of men in prison specifically who identify as female. In one case, they actually sent over a man who was a serial killer of women to a female facility in New Jersey. You saw a transgender inmate get transferred over to a female facility, and guess what? Two inmates ended up pregnant. How did that happen if it's just another female being placed in the female facility? That really makes the mind work a little bit. It's almost like they're still men. in every way, shape, and form. They are biological men who have simply made a statement and said I identify as female, and now they're being transferred over. This is something that J.K. Rowling has been very outspoken about, as she's seen it happen in countries like Sweden, where they're saying a man who rapes women can identify as a female and be treated as such. So when we talk about the issues
there's no lines drawn with this. They just keep pushing the boundaries further and further out with this shit. So a dude can rape women and identify as a woman. Well, guess what? I hate to tell you, women can't rape women. They have nothing to rape with. What, they're going to strap on their plastic dildo and their vibrators and rape a woman? I mean, get the fuck out of here. There's no lines being drawn. They just keep pushing the boundaries out, you know. And mankind, you know, this whole idea, like, gender is a social construct within people and men and women. Well, why isn't it amongst animals? Because it's a made-up fairy tale, imaginary, make-believe bullshit to make you feel better about yourself, because apparently you don't feel comfortable in your own skin. Well, that's your fault, because I do. You know, I feel comfortable with my life. I work every single day for every single thing that I have. You know, I work 7 days a week, and I'm creating content at least 6 days a week. Minimal, you know. Let's keep it moving.
Regarding transgenderism and how you identify, so many people will try to minimize your concern. Why would you be concerned about bathrooms? Why are you concerned about men, biological men, playing in female sports? And oftentimes you'll hear that and you'll go, oh, well, yeah, I guess these are small issues. It really doesn't affect me all that much if somebody wants to use the bathroom. It doesn't affect me all that much if, you know, Leah Thomas is going around beating up all the other women when it comes to being in the swimming pool, or if a man who identifies as a woman is literally fighting other women in a ring during a sports match. That doesn't really affect me all that much. But it does. Because if you make that concession, you make the concession that men get to go into the female facility at gyms. They get to go into the female facility when you're at the spa. They get to identify as female and get treated by doctors as if they're female. They get to identify as female in the prison system and get transferred over to female facilities and then just run wild and do whatever it is they want with no repercussions because they have their trans card.
Not only is she beautiful, and I'm not going to lie, I think I got a crush on her. She's got all the common sense and common knowledge. This is what I've talked about a million times with this. These people have opened up a rabbit's hole that you can't close now. You can't cover up. It's just like when I forgot who it was saying Democrats are the party of pedophiles. That's true, because they've pretty much opened up. I've just seen it. The gender unicorn. Like, they've opened up this rabbit hole to normalize pedophiles now, and to normalize indoctrinate kids with gender, sexuality, homosexuality, just all kinds of sexuality. And what do you call, like, dudes that look at kids in a sexual manner? Pedophiles. So if you're trying to indoctrinate kids with sexuality at an early age, yes, I would say that's pedophilia. That's pedophiles. You know, this is the problem. I watched a video the other day where Malcolm X said, he was talking about white conservatives and the white liberals. He said they both want power, but the white liberals are more hypocritical or more deceitful. And this is why, this kind of stuff. Why are they more hypocritical? Well, who's supposed to be the party for feminists, the feminist movement? Who's supposed to be the party for feminism? Liberals. Well, guess what? They can't give a rat's ass about the feminist movement if you care more about the transgender movement. Those movements contradict each other. Dudes identifying as women and actual real women, you know, fighting for rights are not the same thing. They're two different things. It's apples and oranges, you know. So Democrats also don't care about civil rights. They're supposed to be the liberals and Democrats, supposed to be the political party for Black people. But guess what? They care. They only care about LGBTQ communities. And as they say, marginalized. What are they marginalized from? What were they marginalized from? I'm confused. What 400 years of slavery and oppression did they go through? I'm really confused. Where was it that people couldn't get jobs because they were gay? You don't even know that all gay people are gay. You don't even know. We don't even know. You can't even tell all gay people are gay. You know, it's such hypocritical, deceitful bullshit. They convince people that we're the party of civil rights. No, you're not, because you care more about the feminist movement. Then they convince them we're the party of feminism. No, you don't, because you care more about gay rights. You know, now you're the party of non-binary and transgenders, because I don't like, that's the thing, this idea that gays and transgenders are the same thing, that's bogus too. That's horseshit. It's not the same. You know, I think I've heard enough on this, but I'm gonna let her speak a little bit more and no more finish it off.
That is what you are conceding when you concede things like sports, when you concede things like the bathroom. You are quite literally creating female victims, but all in the name of feminism, I guess. I don't know.
You know, I go to the women's changing room at my gym, and there's a dude in there. He's putting on makeup and hoop earrings, and this is not something a woman does when she goes to work out.
No, except the Instagram baddies.
Or do women beat each other to death? But men do. You know, and it's so sad that women have internalized misogyny to the point where the man's comfort takes precedence over the woman's safety.
See, this is where I disagree. I don't believe it's a matter of internalized misogyny. I think it's a matter of being so open-minded that your brains fall out. It's quite literally what it is. Just being accepting of all things because truth does not exist anymore and objectivity doesn't exist anymore.
And you know, I like what she just said, accepting of all things. I don't accept all things. Throw some broccoli on my plate. I'm not accepting it. You know, throw something on my plate that I don't like to eat. I'm not accepting it. Throw some heavy metal music in my headphones. I'm not accepting it. It's getting cut off. I promote music for a living, but I don't even really like heavy metal music. I don't like promoting heavy metal music really when I do it because I don't like the music. You know, and it's hard to really... it's hard to fully get behind something if you don't believe in it, you know, like you don't believe in it, you know, and whatnot. And I normally promote any genre of music, but this idea you're supposed to accept everything in life. No. And that's the thing. Like, people accept that people are gay. We've accepted that people want to identify as whatever they want to identify as. The problem is you don't get to force us to accept that as the truth, or you don't get to force us to call you a man when you're a woman or a woman when you're a man. You don't get to force us to call you by our pronouns. You know, you don't get to force us to change our beliefs, our morals, our values. And I won't even say our truth, because I don't believe in our truth, his truth, her truth. I believe in the truth. The truth. There isn't a thousand truths to the one thing. There's just one truth to everything. You know, people can try to, you know, create their own interpretations to the truth, but the truth is the truth. Yeah, I pretty much heard enough. Molecular geneticists, yeah, like, how about, I'm going to just say, how about common sense for me? How about just common sense? How about laws of nature? How about there's no transgender dogs and cats? I see the videos of people try to say that dogs and cats are transgender. That's some more made up fairy tale, make believe bullshit, man. Stop watching so many movies. And I actually seen where transgenderism really came from. It came from something I actually seen kind of in a Law and Order episode where it was two twin boys. One of them had an incident where his penis was burnt off during snipping and whatnot and circumcision, and they didn't know what to do when they got home because he didn't have a thing no more, so they decided to raise him as a girl. I seen the same thing on an episode in Law and Order, and it probably turned out the same way in real life that it did in Law and Order. And that's another thing that's going on. Like, you got some gays that are masculine and some gays that are feminine. Well, they're trying to tell all these feminine gays that they identify as women, that they're supposed to identify as women. And that's not necessarily true, because I used to have a former gay neighbor, and he was very feminine. And he said that people tried to tell him that, and he just realized that he identifies as no woman. He's just a male who's attracted to males, which I don't, you know, necessarily agree with, but, you know, just don't ask me to go out and get a drink with you. Your lifestyle is your lifestyle, and my lifestyle is my lifestyle, because I'm Team Hermit. I'm Team Hermit over here. I'm constantly working, and I'm constantly creating content. Once again, I thank you for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out. Damn.